Maseches Chagiga, Daf Beis. So on Chagiga, basically has two topics. There's the topics of Lila Regel and what Karbonos have to be brought Lila Regel. And in the middle of the Masechta, we switch over to like hardcore, heavy Tumah Vatara with a lot of mystical Agadita sprinkled in. Well, not sprinkled in. A lot of mystical Agadita thrown in. It's there. So besides the Korah Musaf, you know, that, which is a mitzvah to bring, so on Yontif, there's also an obligation. There's three mitzvahs that you have an obligation on Yontif. There's a mitzvah called Re'iyah, to see or to be seen. There's a mitzvah of a Chagiga, to celebrate, and a mitzvah of Simcha, mitzvah of happy, to celebrate. Right? So the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, right, the first Pasuk that talks about it says, Shalosh Regalim Tachogli Vashana, right, Chag. Then in Parshas Re'eh, we discussed the Korbanos. It says V'samachta b'chagecha, right? Atah avincha b'techa avadcha l'maschem v'alevi geri yosam v'almana shivas yamim tachog l'Hashem elokecha. Then again it says shalosh b'amim b'shana yira'eh, which is re'iyah, to be seen. And then it says lo yira'eh es p'nei Hashem reikam. Don't come empty-handed. Okay, so Chazal say there's three mitzvot there now. So what you have is mitzvot re'iyah, which comes from, right, Shalosh Panim Vashana, Yira'eh, Kol Zer Chorcha. That's the Chazal explained. That is the mitzvah, is to bring a Korban Ola. It's called the Korban Re'iyah. It's Korban Ola. Then there, that, right, and there's a warning associated with this of, you know, coming empty-handed, which we just saw. There's a mitzvah of Chagiga, right, Shalosh Panim Vashana, Tachog Li Vashana, V'chagosim Ustachag Lashem. These are what's called the Shalmei Chagiga. These are Shlomim that are brought. And then you have a Simcha, which the Pasuk said, V'samachta B'chagecha, and Chazal learned, Simcha is meat. And they're right. Simcha is meat and wine. So therefore, you have to bring a korban called the Shalmei Simcha. Whether or not you always have to bring the Shalmei Simcha, or the Shalmei Simcha you have to bring if you don't have enough meat left over from the other korbanos, we'll get to discuss that. But that is basically the crux of the beginning of the Masechta, and we're going to discuss those mitzvos. So the Mishnah starts off with Hakol Chayavim Biri'iyah. Everyone is chayiv with the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Now, we just said that the mitzvah of Re'iyah is to bring the korban, like the Ola. But if you look at Rashi, it's a very short Rashi, and then a very long Tosos. So Rashi says, Hakol chayavim b'ri'iyah, b'mitzvahs ri'iyah kol zechurcha, everyone has to come, all the males, zechurcha, shetzrichim lehisra'os ba'azara b'regel. You have to come and be seen in the azara on Yontif. According to Rashi, it seems that the mitzvah of ri'iyah here is just a lila regel, just coming to Yerushalayim, nothing to do with the korbanos. Just coming to Yerushalayim to be seen in the azara. Tosos says, the Hiksha, right, says, Peres Rashi, mitzvahs ri'iyah kol zechurcha, the rest of the Mishnah talks about the amount of money you need to spend on the Re'iyah. Well, so that seems to indicate that you're buying something, which means a carbon. So the Toso says that no, what we're talking about here, he says, Mashwa de carbon myri. We're talking about a carbon. And Toso then says, Odar Mirim B'Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi says, Reish Mechiltin, Bamed Ramim Murim B'Re'iyah's carbon. That's talking, why don't we say that that Mishnah gives a list of things, that Mishnah says everyone is chayav and then gives exceptions, which we didn't read yet. And it says what those exceptions only apply by the korban. But if to come, just to come to make alila regal and come to the azara, everyone is mechuyav to come. These exceptions that we're going to list don't apply. The exceptions only apply to the korban. Mashmor talking about the korban. So Toso says that we're talking, when it says kol chayav b'ri'iyah, it's discussing coming to the Azara with the Karban. So just the Machlokas Rashi Tosos. So let's back to the Mishnah. Kol Chayav Bereiya, Chutz, who's the exceptions? Cheresh, right? A Cheresh is somebody who sees deaf mute, can't hear, can't speak. Times of Chazal, they assumed they couldn't communicate, which they couldn't. They didn't know how to get them to communicate, so they were considered to be Blidas, right? Chutz be Cheresh, Shota, which is someone who was crazy, the Katan, a Katan, again, these are all people, the Rashi says, the Lavnei Dea Ninhu, or Peturim Mitzos. Right, the tumtum, somebody who can't tell, we have no idea what his sexual identity is. The androgynous, someone who has both sexual organs. The nashim va'avadim, right, women and avadim she'ena mishuchrorim, they are not free. Those are avadim kananim. They are potter from mitzvos. Well, at least mitzvos is just my grammar. Va'chiger, someone who's lame. Va'suma, someone who's blind. Va'chole, someone who's weak and can't walk. Va'hazaken, someone who's old, and again, Mishena Yochel Alos Beraglav, someone who cannot can't walk. Maybe that's why Rashi says the whole thing is discussing just go into the Azara, because it's talking about a Katan. A Katan has no Chiyuv in Karbanos. Maybe that's why Rashi is focusing just on the Alila Regel. So Ezel Katan, what's the definition of a Katan for this? Usually we would say a Katan, the definition is someone under the age of Bar Mitzvah. No, Ezel Katan, number one is Beis Shammai, Kol She'enu Yochol Lirkov Al Kaseifav Shel Aviv Ulahalos Rishalayim Laharabai. Somebody, a kid, who can't be on his father's shoulders and go up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. I mean, he won't be able to stay long enough on his father's shoulders. He's too young to even carry on his shoulders. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, I'm hearing Beis Hillel say, no, it's somebody, you have to do, it's Aliyah L'Regel. You have to walk. Not, your father's walking doesn't count. It's called She'enu Yochol Le'echos B'yodo Shel Aviv. Anyone who can't hold his father's hand, U'le'alos Mi'Yerushalayim L'Har HaBayis. To go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, She'ne'amar, the Pasuk says, Shalosh Regolim, right? The legs, the regel, Shalosh Regolim, sometimes they say Shalosh Pa'amim, to figure out what the difference between a regel and a pa'am is. Those can't go up. The Rashi says, Ezo Katan, Aval Mikan De'ilech, going after this age, whichever age that is, Afal Pish Inu Chayiv in the Torah, even though there's no Chiyav Midoraisa, because he could be 6 years old and can walk, he's obviously not Chayiv Mitzvos in the Torah, Heitilu Chachamim Al Aviv Al Imo, L'chanchu B'mitzvos. The Chachamim threw on him, on his mother, his father and his mother. So Rashi says the mitzvah chinuch is on the mother as well. The father and the mother, lechanecho b'mitzvos. It's a mitzvah on the parents to be mechanech the children, which is also a major machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether the mitzvah is incumbent upon the parents or it's incumbent on the kid, right? Naftiminos, right? Rashi Tosfos on the Ezu Katan says, he says, Ezu Katan, kol she'enu yochol lirkov, misham v'hala, Havi lehi gil chinuch umidorabanan hu dimechuyev but sorach lavi korbanos amidova. Midorabanan he has a chiyuv midorabanan, not the parents. He has a chiyuv midorabanan, and he has to bring his korbanos. The problem is, how does it cut to bring korbanos if he's not chayiv? If you're not chayiv in a korban, you're bringing chulin into their zara. So Tosfos says you bring it as a nedava. You bring it as a voluntary offering. These are shlamim. You can bring them as a voluntary offering. Fine. So Beis Shammai then says, Beis Shammai Omrim Hari'iyah Shtei Kesef, the korban Ri'iyah, which is the Ola, is the more expensive korban. He says it has to be Shtei Kesef, V'achagiga Ma'a Kesef, which is just a Ma'a, which I think is less. Or Beis Hillel is the opposite, Hari'iyah Ma'a Kesef, V'achagiga Shtei Kesef, which one you focus on, which is the more focus of the holiday. Then Mishnah, the Gemara says, in typical Babli fashion, when a Mishnah says Hakol, that means you're adding something. Yerushalmi just says that's just the way you speak. Well, he says hakol. He says hakol. It means to add something. So hakol lasuye mai.
Hakol with the chutz.
Right. Hakol minus. Right. Yeah, I hear you.
So then, what do you need? What is, why is he asking the question?
Because hakol has to add something else.
It's adding something or deducting something.
So here it's adding hakol chayav maria. Everyone is chayav in maria. So the hakol.
But
hakol is giving another. Hakol is giving you another chiddush. That's how they always do it. Hakol gives you another chiddush.
Correct, unless they have a chutz with it.
I don't know.
Because
yeah?
Hakol is at Met.
I think not. Only because of Zoom got over here.
Because he's asking.
Right. Okay. I don't know. Hakol.
Theory works.
Okay. Hakol asuye mai. Hakol comes to include what? So it comes to include misha chetzav eved v'chetzav ben chorim. Somebody who's half a slave, half a free man. How does that work? I mean, somebody, an eved who's purchased by partners. One partner freed him, one partner did not free him. So the Gemara says he works for himself one day and for his partner the other, and for his owner the other day. He's half an Eved, half a Ben Chorim.
No, but he's right. For instance, the Lashon deals with Megillah, Hakol Chayav Mikris, Megillah, Noshim Va, Noshim Avodim.
I hear you, but the Gemara is still doing it here.
So this is the opposite. This is the opposite.
Right. I agree with that, but yeah. He's saying that it's not true.
I'm not saying it's not true. The Gemara is doing it. Oh, okay. Right, so kol asui mai lasui misha chetzav eved chetzav bnei korin to tell you that even that person the chetzav eved chetzav bnei korin is chayiv in aliyah l'rega or the aliyah whatever the beriyah again whatever that means Rashi Tosfos right the Gemara then says ula Ravina but according to Ravina the Amar who he said misha chetzav eved the chetzav bnei korin pater min riyah that the half slave half free man is not obligated in riyah. So then what does Hakol come to include? It's not coming to include the Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mechorim because he's exempt. Right? So Hakol Asuye Mai, La Asuye Chiger B'Yom Rishon V'Nit Pashet B'Yom Sheni. Talk about somebody who was lame day one and got healed on day two. So now the question is, does he now have to go up on day two? Was day two considered a Tashlumim for day one? Right? The Gemara says, right? Asuye Chiger B'Yom Rishon V'Nit Pashet B'Yom Sheni. So Hanicha, we'll be Rashi in a minute. Hanicha, this works out well. Lamanda Amar Kulan Tashlumim Zelazeh. But they all are makeup for the previous day. Ella Lamanda Amar Kulan Tashlumim Derishon. But according to people who say that everything is a makeup for the first day only, Hakol Asui Yemai. What would Hakol come to include? The way the Gemara is not saying it so clearly, but does each day have its independent obligation? You miss it on day one, you bring it on day two. You miss it on day two, you miss it on day three. So each day has its own independent obligation. So I wasn't able to go up on day one, I'm able to go up on day two, I go up on day two. Or do we say no, that the obligation is day one, and if you miss day one, if the obligation is day one, and every other day is a makeup only for day one, not an independent mitzvah. So therefore, if I was putter on day one, there's nothing to make up, because I was putter on day one, so I wouldn't have to go.
Now, why don't you say if every male, this is a mitzvah deoraisa, why don't you say we go lechumra, and if it's a sofek male, you lechumra, you should bring the korban.
Right. So I don't know if these are sveikos when it comes to tumtum and androgynous. I think they may have their own status.
No, the androgynous yes, but the tumtum is a sveka.
I don't until I'm
and,
not sure.
And the chikar and the guy who's blind in one eye and the guy's dozing.
Well, that we learn out from Sukkim. We can learn that out. We can learn out from Pasuk.
I'm understanding. Is the question what your status was day one, or is the question whether there's such a thing as makeups?
I think if there's such a thing as makeups, then your status on day one doesn't matter.
It's came up in Sukkah, right?
Right.
Sukkah came up with 8 days. It
could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't remember. Let's be Rashi. Maybe
if I miss Shabbos, I can daven Mincha.
Right. Well, yeah.
Is it that?
But you were obligated. You were obligated in Shabbos.
Right.
So Mincha is a makeup.
But
let's be Rashi. Let's see. Maybe Rashi helps you. See the Kaman Amrina with Pirkin. Later on, we're saying the Perik. Sheish the Karbanos Chag Tashlumim Kol Zayin. For the Karbanos, you can do Tashlumim, like you said, for the davening. You can do Tashlumim all 7 days. The Iplaguba Amoroi, and it's Machlokes Amoroyim, Ika Lamanda Amar, the one that says Tashlumim Zelazeh, that they all make up 1 day for the next day. The Ika Lamanda Amar, it's Tashlumim the Rishonhein. That's only make up for the first day. So the day one is anything that's on day one. If you're obligated on day one, then you have makeups. If you're not obligated on day one, then you don't have makeups because you do nothing to make up. So it asks, what's the nafkamin between the two shitas? The nafkamin is our case. Chigir b'yom rishon v'nit pashet b'yom sheni ikir b'nayu. Manda amar kulo tashlim l'rishon. Whoever says that it's all make up for day one, so misha mechuyu b'rishon. Whoever's obligated on the first day below hevi and didn't bring, then he has to bring. Yavi be'echa mishara yom. He has to bring in the other days. The misha ena mechuyu, but someone who's not obligated on day one, enot tsar tashlumim. He doesn't have to make it up because he's potter. Right, umanda amar tashlum zelazeh kasavar hachova mutelas akol echad min shar hayomim below al rishon levado. It's the same obligation on each day. Just you can be yotze your chiyuv on any of the day, and we say there's a reason. Do it on the first day. So therefore, hilchach e mish af misha pater brishon. He has a new obligation on day two. So if he became healthy on day two, he has an obligation to bring it. Right, v'nir v'sheni chayav avivim lo yavibo v'yom yavid l'machar. Bring it the next day. So if we're saying a kol is lasuye, the person who was lame on day one and then became healthy on day two, that only works according to the Madamru says that they're all tashlumim zelazeh. But according to the Madamru says that's all based on day one, then what are we coming to include? This person is pater. He says, El Madamru kul tashlum narishon hakol lasuye mai. What's that coming to include? Lasuye, someone just said it before, lasuye suma be'echad me'enav dilo. It comes to include someone who's blind in one eye, who is not obligated. Kiha Tana, the Tanya, like this straight, the Tanya Yochan ben Dahavai Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Be'echas Me'enav, Potter Minariya. Someone who's blind in one eye is Potter Minariya. Why? Shenemar, the Pasuk one of Pesukim read was, says, Yeira'eh. So Yeira'eh, it's see and be seen. So Kederech Shabal Liros, the way you're coming to see, Kach Bal Liros, so that's how you're coming to be seen, right? Mal Liros. So you have to come, I may be saying it the wrong way around. If you're coming to, you're being seen, b'shtei einav, because Baruch Hu basically is not blind. He has two eyes. Achler os, b'shtei einav. So you have to come with two eyes. If you have one eye, it doesn't count. So Rashi, yere'eh, yere'eh, yere'eh ksiv, right, b'ksinon yere'eh, kol zechur chas pei adon, demashma sha'adam ro'es ha'shchina, the person sees the shchina, and yere'eh kol zechur pei adon, which is mashma sha'adon b'alaroscha. That he's coming to see you. So heki shakaser v'yaschal v'yaso. There's a hekesh between him with a capital H seeing you and you seeing him. He sees you with kaviyachol two full eyes, meaning full sight. So you see him with full sight. If you don't have full sight, which means you only have one eye, according to this, you're going to be putter in the riyah.
This thing is to be actually the opposite. The same way that
yeah, I know. So
see with a
right, so like, I'm sure he has in the note there.
You could see with an eye too.
So that Tosfos asked that question. Rav Rishonim asked that question. Rashi. It seems to be flipped. It seems to be flipped. Yeah. Right? That's the lima that they have.
So,
okay.
So it's two.
Okay, that's according to that shita. Vibai Sema, or you can say Lo Olam Kid Amri Meikara. Really, we can say like we said originally. What was our initial understanding was that it's coming to include B'chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Right? Lo Olam Kid Amri Meikara. Ah, B'Kashalach Hadir Ravina. Ah, what did we say? What it's a problem with according for Ravina? Ravina said the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin is Potter. So he says Lo Kasha. Kam the Mishnah Rishona, Kam Mishnah Chorona. Depends. There was an initial understanding and a subsequent understanding. We've seen this a few times in Shas. Look on the side of the Mesorah Shas. You saw in Psachim and Gittin, Babasra, Erevin, Idios. This idea of Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Chorona. I mean, there was a machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel, and Beishamai convinced Beis Hillel to follow them. So Mishnah Rishona is Beis Hillel's original understanding. Mishnah Chorona is after Beis Hillel changed their mind. Right? Tetnan. So we have this Mishnah. Misha Chetzav Eved, Chetzav Ben Chorin. Someone was half.
I'm sorry. So what's the conclusion with the one eye?
The one eye?
Is he
I don't know, it's a good thing.
Potter?
I don't know.
It's tomorrow's
not. I think they'll talk about it. They're going to talk about it.
Tomorrow's not? No.
Is it Sunday?
Tomorrow's
not,
there's one ear.
That
one eye, I don't know. Tomorrow's not, there's one ear.
It's interesting.
I think that was it,
by the way. What?
I think that was it,
and he's
Potter.
I think it might be, but then we're going Ibai Seima, we can say it's the Misha Chetzav Chetzav Ben Chorin. So if you're going to Ibai Seima, then maybe we're not including the blind in one eye. Why do you need an Ibai Seima according to that?
Yeah, that's 100%.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know. I believe.
Will you usually pass that
like to be Ibai Seima? Always like the Imtim Silomar. I know that we do the Ibai Seima. Could be.
What?
You
pass that to be
Ibai
Seima? Or the Imtim Silomar?
I don't remember.
You got to get some rules right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say it first?
Where was Sefer Homa Old Rules?
Sefer, you're writing about
that. The Sefer then?
What?
The
Sefer then? It's a fast Sefer, it's all about the rules of Gemara.
I have it also.
You have it also?
Yeah.
I thought at the end of the day it's Putter, but I don't have it here. Yeah, I'm looking at the Rambam, I don't know. I mean, the only Psak you're going to find is in the Rambam or the Aruch HaShulchan Asi. No one else is really going to other rules. I don't know if we pass like Ibai. We definitely pass like Imtim Seilom. Rambam at least pass against like Imtim Seilom. I think it's only the Rambam. I don't know anybody else. Okay, so the Okasha, Kamer Mishnah Rishon, Kamer Mishnah Achrona. The Tanan, that's Mishnah. Misha Chetzav Eved Chetzav Ben Chorin.
You have a number on here. It's Suma Bachas Beinah.
Okay, so where was it? Vav. So the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Chagiga probably.
That's your answer.
Right. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph.
Right.
Where's your book? Where's that book that you have that has all the that takes all the Ein Mishpat and puts it all this stuff out?
Which one?
You have a sefer that.
Abu Dabi Yado.
No.
Did you have that sefer that has
you
all the?
You have it.
It's called Abu Dabi Yado, no? No, something else. I don't know. Okay, so Misha Chetzer Ben Chorin Oved as Rabbo Yom Echad. He works for his Rebbe one day, his master one day. Ve'es Atzmo Yom Echad, and for himself one day. Divrei Beis Hillel. That's what Beis Hillel says. Right, Amru lehem Beishamai. So Beishamai says to him, well, "What have you done there? All you've done there is takantem es rabo. You've satisfied his master. The master has no problem. He always only had him for one day, for every other day, because he had a partner. Right, takantem es rabo, the same percentage he has. But takantem es atzmalo takantem. But you haven't done anything to fix him. Right, Rashi says kol takan es rabo kan he about takan es eved ain kan. Right, there's nothing. He doesn't help him. Why? Because he can't marry anybody. Lisa shivcha in yochel. He can't marry a maidservant because he has a tzad cheres to him, right? Baschor remain yochel. He can't marry a free woman because he has tzad avdus to him. So what's he supposed to do? Libatel? He's supposed to sit by and not have a relationship and not have children? We can't do that. Vahalo lo nibra olam el lapiria berivya. The world was created for the purpose of procreation. Shenemar. Why is it down to the question? Why does it just say? Doesn't bring that pasuk. It says Neamar Shelo So Bara L'Hashem Hitzara. The world wasn't created to sit idly. He's supposed to have children. And what is he supposed to do? So what ends up happening? Ella Bipnei Tikkun Olam. So in order for the benefit of the world, the right thing to do, Kofenes Rabo. We forced his master, but Osa Ben Chorin, forced him to free him. The Kosev Lo Shtar Al Chatzidamav. And the slave then owes an IOU basically to his master to pay. He has to buy him out. You can't just force him to free him with no remuneration. He has to pay him, I guess, over time. And Beis Hillel then said, I'm going to hold like Beis Shammai, and therefore they say that you have to free him. So therefore what? So since the Chachamim are going to, Rashi says, since the Chachamim are going to force him to free the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Min Chorin, we view it as if he is freed, and therefore he's already chayev in his big blunders there. He's already chayev in the Lila Regla. Right? Look at Rashi on Amud Aleph. It says Mishnah Rishona. It says Kadam Shechazu Beis Hillel Ahoros Kedivrei Shammai Seva the Masninan Dekatani Chutz Me Avadim Sheinim Shucharim. So the Seva of our Mitzvah, which says Avadim that are not freed, the Okma Ravina b'Misha Chetzav Eved b'Chetz Min Chorin, the Pater, that part where it says that Ravina says that's talking about the Chatzi, that's Nishnes Kodem Shacharzu Beis Hillel. Aval Achar Shalul Beis Shammai Sheyesh Al Beizin Lachovas Adanol Shacharo V'Havelei Ki Ilu Meshuchra Kvar. It's like since it's going to happen, we view it as if it's happened now, right? We jump to God. V'Chayev U'Mishnah Shenishnes Lozozim Mekom. But our Mishnah that said that the Eved, I guess, is going to be Pater, that was, we don't change the Mishnah around. So it ends up being that he's going to be Chayev. Okay. Chutz Mishayrish Shota V'Katan. Comes to exclude, so this is a few Tosos. Tosos asks, it says Lo Sol Barah. So the question that was asked, the one we showed him asked, is why you bring the Pasuk of Lo Sol Barah? You should bring the Pasuk of Pur Revu. You say he's not, Gari says, Hello, Nivra Olam El Lepiri Rivra. Then it says Lo Sol Barah. Why are you bring that second pasuk? So Tosfos Shita is because you have Lo Sol Barah Ha Asei Alim Tvei Mipur Revu. This is even greater. In other words, it becomes a super mitzvah. Then I guess by adding this pasuk, Pur Revu becomes a super mitzvah. This high level mitzvah. Maybe even Goyim are obligated it. Then if you use that pasuk, Kedar Minim Megillah. Okay, so he says that's Pur Revu. But Gemara then says, Tosfos says above that, a couple lines above that, in the other previous one, he says, Im Tomar, why do you have to free him? Let's say Asay, the Shevas Yitzra, or Puravu, the Asay of Puravu, Vilidche Lab, the Loya Kadesh. Right? She is not allowed to, he can't harm with you, basically. He can't be with her. But he has an Asay of Puravu, let me talk to the Lab. So I thought the question doesn't get off the ground because the Asay, the Lab is on her. She can't be. Well, okay, him also. Lo Ye Kadesh. Is that a Kadesh? Lo Ye Kadesh. So scratch that. Yeah, the mitzvah saseh of procreation and the lo saseh of doing this iser, you know, being with the maidservant or being with the free woman. So Tosfos gives a few answers. Each of them seem to be something you have to talk about. V'yesh lomar, tahacha efshar l'kayim shneim. No, because it's efshar l'kayim shneim. When do we say aseh docha lo saseh? Only if you can't do both of them. You can't do both of them. Here, you can do, that's the problem. Here he says you can do both of them. Why? You can force the master to free him. But that's not at the same time. Separate different times. So he said, since it's possibility of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, Efshel L'Kayim the Asay of Pur Revu, and not violate the law, how? By having the master free him, so then we don't say Asay Docha Lo Saseh. Inami, or you say, Lo Asay Asay V'Docha Lo Saseh, maybe we only say Aseh Dochalos Aseh is at the exact same moment that you're doing the Aseh, that's when you're violating the law, you're doing the Aseh. For example, he brings down, when it comes to, you're not allowed to cut off Tzaras. But if there's Tzaras in the Makam Amila, you're doing the Bris Amila, so at the moment you're doing the law of the Tzaras, you're also accomplishing the Aseh. So it's Be'idna. So to here, he's going to say, so you would think over here, it's Be'idna, the Bia. He says, no. Tosa says, Aval Hacha, Mishas Hara overlay Belav. The Lav is violated at the beginning of the Bia. The Asay, Leka Ad Gamar Bia. And the Asay only comes about at the end of the Bia. Which is interesting also, seems to say that the Mitzvah Puravu is at the Bia. Isn't the Mitzvah Puravu when you had the children? So that would be even later. Right. So there's what to talk about with this Tosos. So then Tosos says, "Kofin as Rabo." Tosos says, "Don't we know that there's an isser, like there's a violation to free slaves? You're not allowed to free slaves. It's a violation. You're not allowed to do that." Right? Kofin as Rabo.
He asks that question constantly.
I know. It comes up in Gittin. We do it a lot in Gittin. Right? So he says. Right. Tosos says at the bottom, the next Kofin as Rabo. He says. It's below dummy lahi dere Shabbos We don't say to somebody, you go do an Aveira in order that your friend benefits, that he doesn't do an Aveira. The example in Varan Shabbos is where someone sticks the dough to the wall, he's going to bake it on Shabbos. So if you leave it on there, he's going to violate Bishul. You can take it off, and he won't violate Bishul. But by you taking off, there's Nisid Rabbanan of Radiyas HaPasa, taking it off from the oven. So we say you don't have to take it off in order to protect him. So why here do we say, why do I have to violate the Aveira of Ba'olam Lehem Tavodu, and by freeing a slave, in order that he benefits so he can do his Puruvu? So Tosfos gives an answer. He goes, different. Bless you. He says, the Hashem Posheya B'davar Havei, Shlohai Lo Lafos HaPas. There, the guy's a Posheya. He brought it upon himself. This poor soul didn't bring it upon himself. He's Nebuchadnezzar. He was bought. One guy freed him, one guy didn't. So when do we say that you don't have to do an Aveira, you don't have to do something in order to prevent your friend from doing an Aveira? That's if it's his fault. But if it's not his fault, then maybe according to here, you would say that you do try to do something here. So you take upon yourself to do, to free him. I still an Aveira. So the Gemara there also talks about where Rabbi Gamliel freed his slave. He freed his slave to make a minion. And the Gemara Gittin says there, oh, because there was a mitzvah to Rabim Shani. So mitzvah for the public. You need nine. There were nine people there who needed a daven. So it's a public mitzvah. We let him violate that. For mitzvah the Rabim, you're allowed to free the slave. So we, here too also, remember we said before, maybe mitzvah the Rabim also means a great mitzvah. We said before that the Puruvu might be a super mitzvah. That's why the Pasuk Tosfos said that Lo Bara L'Shevesh Yitzara made it to the super mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah of the Rabbim. So maybe for the mitzvah of the Rabbim, a Puruvu allows you to violate the law of not freeing your slaves. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, Chutz Micheresh Shotu V'Katan, except for a Cheresh Shotu V'Katan, what Katani, we said a Cheresh Dumi L'Shotu. What is the definition of a Cheresh? Right? So a Cheresh can be somebody who's deaf-mute, or it can be somebody who's just mute. Not somebody who's just deaf. Sorry. So which one, what is it? So we say, no, it's a cheresh dumi the shot of a katan. It's the cheresh that's similar to a shot in a katan. Ma shot of a katan, the labne dea, just like a shot in a katan don't have das, they don't have proper das. A cheresh to labar dehu. It must be a cheresh also who doesn't have das. And what's that? That's the cheresh, Rashi points out, that's the cheresh of the times of the Chazal, who was deaf mute. There was no way for them to communicate, so they were viewed as not having das. The kamash malon kiditnan, and this is showing us, like we learned already in a Mishnah. And you see inside the Mishnah appears like four or five times in Shas. Cheresh shedibru chacham b'chol makom. The cheresh chacham talk about b'chol makom, except we're going to say in a few lines b'chol makom. But the typical cheresh that we discuss is she'eno shomeya, can't hear, ve'eno medaber, and cannot speak. Ha medaber, if he can't speak, ve'eno shomeya, but just can't hear, meaning he's deaf. But shomeya ve'eno medaber, meaning he's mute, chayev, then he would be chayev. Right? Tanina lahad tana rabbanon. So we have a brisa that supports this. It says, Hamidaber, an individual can speak, the Eino Shomeya, but cannot hear. Who's just deaf, Zeu Cheresh. Right, we just said, Ko Mako, and we say Cheresh is someone who's deaf mute. And here we just brought a brisa that says, no, it's Cheresh can mean somebody who just can't hear. Shomeya the Eino Medaber, if he can hear, but he can't speak, Zeu Elaim, that's called someone who's mute, an Elaim. Zev Zeh, both that the one who can, the one who's deaf, and the one who's mute, Zev Zeh, Harehen Kipikich Lechol Devrayim. They're like a Pikeach for everything. They're Chayiv in all mitzvos. Umimai, the medaber in the shomei is a cheresh. How do we know that those are defined terms? That a medaber in the shomei is a cheresh, and a shomei of a medaber is considered called an ilim. The exiv, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, va'ani kecheresh. I'm like a cheresh, lo eshma. I don't hear. Ke'ilim, and like an ilim, lo yiftach piv. Doesn't open his mouth. So you see that a cheresh someone's deaf, an ilim is someone who's mute. V'ivais ema, or you can see learn from here, the amri inshe ishtakel milulei. I'm not exactly sure where you get it from there. Ishtakel milulei. Something that I'm quiet, and it seems the Aleph, Lamed, and Mem. Aleph and Ishtakel, the Lamed is Elim. Ishtakel, Milulei, I take away my words. That's me, someone who's mute. Okay. We just said, Medaber ve'eno Shomeya. So if he's just deaf, but Shomeya ve'eno Medaber, sorry, Medaber ve'eno Shomeya is someone who is deaf. Shomeya ve'eno Medaber, someone who's mute, would be Chayev. Fatanya, but don't we have another brisa that says the opposite? Fatanya. Medaber ve'eno shomeya. Someone can speak but can't hear. Shomeya ve'eno medaber. He can hear but he cannot speak. You're potter. So what is going on? What the Gemara says, no. Amaravina b'tei merava chisur mechzer v'hakatani. Right? There's missing transitional words in the text of that brisa. When you add in those words, it all makes sense. V'hakatani. The brisa says, hakol chayav v'ri'iyah. Everyone is obligated v'ri'iyah. U'b'simcha, as in the simcha over here. Chutz, except for cheresh, Hamidaber ve'eno shomeya. Like a chirish who can speak but can't hear. Shomeya ve'eno medaber shapotter min hari'iya. He's potter from the korban ri'iya. The alpha pisha potter ri'iya chayev b'simcha. He's still chayev in the shalmei simcha or celebrating. The esha eno lo shomeya ve'lo medaber. Someone who can't hear or can't speak at all. He's deaf mute. Lo medaber v'shote v'katan. Potter af min simcha. He's also potter from simcha. He's potter from everything. Because he's part of everything. We have a Bryce that supports us as well. Everyone's obligated in the Korban Re'iya and the Shalmei Simcha. Chutz mi'cheresh hamedaber, meaning someone who is just deaf. Cheresh hamedaber in a shomeya, or he's a cheresh who shomeya the ainu medaber, or he's mute. Shepetur min Re'iya, they are only pater from Re'iya, from coming up. From so it seems here that the pater min Re'iya means, but they have to bring the korbanos. So Re'iya must be the korban, not like Rashi. Said before, Re'iyah must be discussing the Karvan, not just coming, because they have to come to bring the Shalmei also, right? Va'afal pisha potter min Re'iyah, even though they're potter from the oldest Re'iyah, chaya b'simcha. They're chaya by simcha. The eshe'enu lo shomeya v'lo medaber, but what our Mishnah is talking about, someone who's not shomeya at all, and not medaber at all, means a deaf mute, then he's a shotev v'katan, patur afin simcha. Not only is he potter from the Re'iyah, he's also potter from the simcha. Because they're potter from everything.
Whenever it says everything, we're talking about only essays, right?
I believe so. The same thing with the women, right? Mitzvah women is, they potter from mitzvah asayis, my grandmother, chayv, and everything else. I think that would be correct. I don't think they're allowed to now just kill.
Have a cheeseburger. No.
Right.
That's
also a lot. Right. I don't think they can do that. I don't think so. Okay, so tomorrow they'll pick up, and the Gemara's going to ask, what's the difference? Why would somebody who's only deaf, someone's only mute, be chayev in the simcha, but not chayev in the riyah? What's the difference between those two mitzvos that would obligate you in one and not on the other? Okay, stop here.